To enter the kingdom of God, Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 31. Peter Lives, an American theologian and writer, wrote an interesting column about the things money cannot buy. There are so many examples, so I picked some of them. Money can buy a person, but cannot buy the person's spirit. Money can buy a luxury house, but cannot buy a happy home. Money can buy a best bed, but cannot buy a sweet sleep. Money can buy a clock, but cannot buy time. Money can buy a book, but cannot buy wisdom. Money can buy delicious food, but cannot buy appetite. Money can buy colorful clothes, but cannot buy inner beauty. Money can buy a funeral, but cannot buy a glorious death. Money can buy religious practice, but cannot buy true salvation. We all agree that money is absolutely necessary for living, and it makes our lives more convenient. But it is just a means of life. It should never be the purpose of life. This is because although we can buy so many things with money, we cannot buy the most valuable things in our life with money, such as love, salvation, and eternal life. Today, we encounter a very familiar story, which is the story of the rich man in the Gospel of Mark. Let us hear it again using the version of the Message Bible. As Jesus went out into the street, a man came running up, greeted him with great reverence, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to get eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why are you calling me good? No one is good, only God. You know the commandments: don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, honor your father and mother." He said, "Teacher, I have from my youth kept them all." Jesus looked him hard in the eye and loved him. He said, "There is one thing left. Go sell whatever you own and give it to the poor. All your wealth will then be heavenly wealth. And come, follow me." The man's face clouded over. This was the last thing he expected to hear, and he walked off with a heavy heart. He was holding on tight to a lot of things and not about to let go. And then he continued to talk more about how difficult it is for people who have wealth to enter God's kingdom. The disciples who listened to those words were perplexed and astounded because Jesus was turning accepted Jewish standards completely upside down. At that time, popular Jewish morality was very simple. It believed that prosperity was the sign of a good man. If a man was rich, it was considered that God must have honored and blessed him, because they believed that wealth was proof of excellence of character and of favor with God. Therefore, the disciples thought that the more prosperous a man was, the more certain he was of entry into God's kingdom. And this kind of thought is still accepted by most people, including Christians. So this text astounds, so to speak, the rich Christians and even makes them feel bad about their wealth. Right, people commonly think that everything that we have comes from God and it is a blessing of God. Right, that is true. Everything that we have comes from God and indeed is a blessing of God. Then, does it mean that the more we have, the more blessed we are? As Christians, how do we understand wealth and prosperity? First of all, we need to remember that everything comes from God. Matthew 6:26 says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your Father feeds them, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And it goes on to say in 32-33, "Indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Furthermore, we need to remember that what we read, everything comes from God in the Bible. That does not only mean material possessions, but also it means every realm of human life without exception, life, vocation, and calling from God. Everything that we have and enjoy is given by God. So we need to manage and take good care of them as steward. Secondly, we need to learn about Jesus' attitude toward wealth and prosperity. Firstly, Jesus was in solidarity with the poor during his public life. He did more than just proclaim the good news to the poor. He lived in solidarity with them. Secondly, Jesus taught his followers about complete abandonment of wealth and living a life of poverty. When he called his disciples, he made them abandon their possessions and follow him. Thirdly, Jesus warned about the danger of riches. As we learn from the parable of the rich fool and of the dishonest manager and of the rich man and Lazarus, material possessions easily make people become enslaved by money and have false hope. Therefore, he said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. If we use our possessions for only ourselves without taking any social responsibility, we will end up being eaten up with conceit. Wealth and prosperity can be a litmus test of our faith because they so easily make us arrogant, proud, self-satisfied, and worldly. It is not easy at all to bear them worthily. 1 Timothy 6:7 to 10 teaches us well about how we understand our wealth and prosperity. It is written, "For we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains." Also, Ecclesiastes 5:10-13 and 15 gives us a good lesson about understanding our wealth and prosperity. It is written that the lover of money will not be satisfied with money, nor the lover of wealth with gain. This also is vanity. When goods increase, those who eat them increase. And what gain has their owner but to see them with his eyes? Sweet is the sleep of laborers, whether they eat little or much. But the surfeit of the rich will not let them sleep. There is a grievous ill that I have seen under the sun. Riches were kept by their owners to their hurt. As they came from their mother's womb, so they shall go again naked as they came. They shall take nothing for their toil, which they may carry away with their hands. Both scriptures commonly state that we come into this world empty-handed and we go back with empty-handed. This is so true. When we enter into the kingdom of God, we need nothing but faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus will not ask anything but faith. Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Actually, having faith in Jesus Christ is abandoning what belongs to this world, but gaining the true joy of heaven in us. But our actual way of life does not reflect what our faith leads us to do. We still desire to be rich, want to have a bigger house, hope to find a better paid occupation and get it in a higher position. These are not just bad, but if we only focus on these, that would be the problem. Like the rich man who was shocked and went away grieving because he had so many possessions, does this teaching of Jesus challenge you and make you feel bad? Let us look back at our life through this story of the rich man. This text eventually challenges us to check ourselves. What is my priority? What stumbling blocks need to be removed from us to follow Jesus Christ? Do I still put other things before God? Do I pray to God for worldly things or heavenly things? Am I really ready to follow Jesus? Am I eligible to enter the kingdom of God? Jesus said, when we abandon what we need to abandon for the sake of God and for the sake of the good news, we will receive a lot more than what we had to abandon. As we live our daily life, we may encounter various situations, testing our faith, temptations. Then ask God which one is right or wrong. Whether it is for the sake of God or not, whether it is for the kingdom of God or not, whether it is for the sake of goodness or not. If not, let us boldly leave. Let them go and choose Jesus Christ. Follow Him. Trust Him and let Him lead us to enter the kingdom of God. This is what money cannot give us, but only Jesus can give us. Praise God. Amen.